every one of us experiences things that go badly every day. I only half flippantly referred to myself getting food poisoning. Yesterday on our way down, one of the boys lost a wallet and said, well, God, we'll pray that God helps us to get it back. And God always answers our prayers in the best way. Sometimes it's the way that we hope he would. In this case, he did. But on the other hand, sometimes God answers our prayers for healing, for finding a lost wallet, for the death of a grandparent, with an answer that we wouldn't choose. But when we understand that God has reconciled the whole world to himself in Christ Jesus, and that he uses even those effects of Genesis chapter 3, the fall into sin, somehow consistently with the wonderful message of the gospel, we can nevertheless cling to every promise of God, not as something that has been contradicted by what we see, but ultimately in harmony with what God is doing for us every day. How very helpful it is to recognize that God speaks to us in those two ways. Law, showing us our need, showing us our desperation, showing us that things aren't perfect now, that we need something better, and gospel that tells us that God has given us that which is perfect, which is always better by the death of his son Jesus Christ on the cross.